I felt.
Oh. Why do I hear a phone ringing?
I don't know.
Oh, nobody else hears it?
No, not yet. No, that's me. I'm going to mute that.
Oh, okay. Gary?
Yes?
How are you feeling?
Much better.
Did you have the flu?
I didn't have the flu, but I had a cold that was pretty tough.
I am on the tail end of the flu. So today's call is brought to you by Mucinex, because that's the only thing that's keeping me from coughing right now.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, it was a rough one, man. I don't wish it on anybody. I never had the flu in my life. And it sucks. It really does. But thankfully, I think I'm just about over it. Tony, how are you? Who else is here? Tammy? Troy? Tasso? Jim?
I'm here.
Tasso's here?
Troy.
Troy, good. We're going to talk about your chiropractor friend, right?
Yes, I hope so. Looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. So, man, a lot going on in the world of healthcare, a lot going on in the world of Phil Kaplan, and I hope a lot going on in your lives as we move forward with this. But I want to start out by I'm hoping that you guys took advantage of my invitation to attend the Prophet's Power and Permission course. A lot of it is preliminary for you, but I think it's a good refresher, and especially session number 4, which was about marketing. I think you guys will really benefit from it. Again, nothing that you haven't heard before, but just all in one place, I think it'll have some impact. So you should have access. You can go in there and watch these webinars at any time. And I will tell you they're worth taking advantage of right now. It's a program that's going to, when it's done, sell for $497. So you guys have that as a gift. So
how
take
we get
advantage
into
of
that? How did we get to that? I thought you were sending it to us.
I sent you access, and if you didn't get it, I'll send it again as soon as we finish the call.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Good, thank you.
Has anybody gotten it? Has anybody seen any of them?
I saw the first one.
Oh, I got the
okay.
None after that.
Okay, I'll make sure I send it out today. And the classes, the live classes are every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. for the next 2 weeks. There's a total of 8 sessions, and 4 have already passed, and they're all recorded. So in there, one of the things I talk about in presenting the opportunity is the difference between fee-based healthcare, which we've spoken about, and value-based healthcare. And as we move closer to the next election, you're going to hear more about this. And unfortunately, the public is underinformed, and they won't really understand the limitations of this value-based system. But just to summarize, right now, if you have a runny nose and they say you need an MRI of your head, there is a charge for that MRI. Maybe it's $3,800. If you have brain cancer and you need an MRI, there is a charge, $3,800. Whatever it is for the runny nose, it is for the brain cancer. So there are a lot of problems with that. One is, if you're not really sick, why should you have to pay the exorbitant fee just to find out what's going on? Two is, insurance will pay maybe 20 cents, 18 cents on the dollar. So if it's $3,800, insurance will pay $760. So what the hospital or the MRI center really collects is $760. Now, the reason they have to inflate the price is because if they charge $760, they'd only get paid 18% of that. So they have to overinflate their prices. And the more they inflate it, the lower the insurance company payments become. So the person who doesn't have insurance has to pay an absurd price. And this is a major concern among people throughout the nation. So, you know, Obamacare had its shortcomings. Trump showed up and wanted to end Obamacare. But the fact is, there has been no solution. There's been nothing better than Obamacare. There's been no solution. So today, it continues to escalate, and it doesn't make any sense. None of it is reasonable. So if you're really sick, then you have to pay multiples of what you should really have to pay for those services. So it's unfortunate. If you have some kind of illness, it is going to impact you financially in a major way. So it's a very broken system. Now, on the other side of that, the doctors aren't paid as they used to be, so as a result, they have a much greater patient load. Surgeons have a much greater lineup of surgeries in a day because they're trying to get back to where they were. So it can't continue. It cannot continue. Something is going to collapse. So the initiative now is value-based care. And value-based care sounds really good. So when you hear about it, you're going to see a lot of people going, yeah, this is a better system. And value-based care pays based on cure, pays based on the effectiveness of the treatment. So if somebody gets well, then the payment will be high, but it's worth it for the insurance company because they don't have to keep paying. The person is now well. If the person doesn't get well, now the costs will be lower, which seems to make sense because now the person can continue to afford care. So, you know, from a human concern standpoint, that seems like a really good idea. But here's why it is 100% flawed, and I promise you it is. The medical system has not learned to cure chronic disease. It may work in extreme cases of critical diseases, of cancer, of long-term care. But for the majority of the population dealing with diabetes and thyroid issues and blood pressure and heart disease, the medical system doesn't know how to cure these people because it's never done it. It's all about keeping them alive or managing or mitigating their symptoms. So if this new initiative takes shape, nothing's going to really change. And then it will flip the other way because the providers will get less money because they're not getting people well. So the only one who comes out on top, the drug companies, because that's the medical solution at this point. So it's ugly, and it's really, I don't know the solution. You know, I think the solution is totally rewind and go back to a time where insurance paid reasonable amounts and costs were reasonable, but I don't know how you rewind. I don't know how you do that. So it's broken. And if we understand the reality of that, then we understand the giant bucket of people with chronic disease who will not get well. So when you hear me, you know, ringing this bell or preaching this message, I want to ring it louder because not only is the opportunity greater than it was, but it's only a matter of time until innovative business experts, doctors, insurance companies start to come up with an actual solution. Right now there isn't one, and that's why we have the solution. I'm not suggesting that we on this call fix the healthcare crisis in America, but I'm just suggesting the people in your region who have a chronic disease are not getting well. I promise you they're not getting well because there is no solution for them in medicine. Hospitals cannot do it. Hospitals are very well equipped to do testing, to house people for acute care and trauma. But the people who have chronic disease don't need to be hospitalized. Hospitals have community outreach programs. That's their attempt. It's a very good attempt. And they have classes on diabetes prevention, which is great. But the people who go to the diabetes prevention classes are the people who already have diabetes, and they're not learning how to cure it. Now, the hospitals might be able to help if they had somebody like you connected with them. What I hated about the hospital relationships I had, and I really came to hate them, and I had two major ones. One was with Johns Hopkins, and I certainly didn't hate Johns Hopkins. The other was with Memorial Hospital Group, which was three campuses, and I didn't hate them either. But I hated the bureaucracy. Nothing made sense in terms of getting people well. It all came down to not crossing lines, not offending anybody, not leaving out a department, and it was really insane. And I remember what would really frustrate me is nobody would be accountable. You know, I spoke to you guys about this. If you don't remember, I would ask a question, and the answers I'd get were like, I don't see why not. I go, well, can we send the promotional email out on Monday? I don't see why not. And I go, no, but I'm just asking for yes or no. And they go, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't. You know, and then they'd find a reason. Monday they go, oh, well, the legal department has to see it first. Oh, it has to be screened by the employees. They have to get it at a discount. I mean, it was really insane. So it's hard to break into the hospital system unless you've got a lot of patients, no pun intended. It can be done, though. It can be done. I just didn't have the head for it. I just didn't have the discipline and the patience to stay in that. But I may be up for revisiting it, just throwing that in. Not tomorrow, but soon. Health clubs can't do it. The IHRSA conference is going on right now. I probably would be there if I didn't have the flu. But, you know, I've been to so many IHRSA conferences, and the same material gets rehashed and different people present, but they still haven't found the answer of how to bring medicine into the health club world. They would have to institute a dedicated space and a dedicated staff and a medical presence, and most of them are not willing or able to do all of those things. That I'm committed to addressing very soon. I'm going on a mission shortly to create some pilots within some health clubs, so I'm just mentioning that. But without a system, they're not going to do it. Allopathic doctors, general practitioners, internal medicine doctors, they can't do it. They can't do it in the current paradigm. You cannot counsel and coach somebody to make lifestyle changes in the 7 minutes you spend with them looking at their throat and their eyes. You can't do it. So who can? Well, functional medicine doctors. Now, I've been a proponent and fan of functional medicine doctors. I've introduced you to some. I'm very friendly with many of them. I really like them. They're good people. They are committed to patient care. They're out of the completely broken system. But on their own, they're not likely to find a short-term, effective, cost-sensitive practice because they make their money and they don't collect insurance from charging people for labs and supplements and more labs and stool samples and urine samples and saliva tests. And honestly, they aren't getting paid by insurance, so they do build up quite a menu of things that they bill for. So most people who are dealing with a chronic disease, they really can't afford to have a functional medicine doctor as their coach through this process. And I know what most functional medicine doctors do is they're going to look and they're going to, okay, liver enzymes are a little high, you need to buy NAC. Cholesterol's a little high, you need to buy red rice yeast. You know, and they associate the symptom, even though they're not about the symptom, they're about the source. They associate the symptom with a supplement. That's how they make their money. So I think what you're hearing and seeing is the door is open. More now than ever. Since I've mentioned them probably 2 years ago, maybe a little more, there are two areas that have become explosive. One is cannabis, CBD, hemp, and the other is stem cell. And within those worlds comes a lot of opportunity for doctors who were mired down by the system and can now step out of it and make a whole lot of money. The medical field has embraced CBD. You don't have to be a majorly progressive doctor anymore to sell CBD out of your office. So when we look at trends, this is more than a trend. This is the real deal. Stem cell is now being used, preferred to surgery as a first course of action for torn meniscus, for knee injuries, ankle injuries, shoulder injuries. And the doctors charge for it. And it's difficult to get insurance to pay for it. But let's understand who pays for it. People who have an acute injury that they're trying to fix. So if they have to hit up their retirement fund, in a sense, they're borrowing that money and they're going to put it back because they're not seeing it as a lifetime of battling a condition. They're seeing it as I have an issue with my knee and I'm going to get it fixed. So within that realm, chronic disease is not being addressed in a way that is curative. I have hundreds of clients who came to me with chronic disease who don't have it today. So should you. And if you don't yet, you need to start now. Because you have all the pieces. The personal training industry will not teach you this. Because the personal training industry does not teach this. The personal training industry doesn't have a headquarters or a committee. It is really perpetuated by certification agencies who are competitive with each other. They try to cooperate, but they are competitive with each other, and some of them have been bought by major billionaire companies as investments. So, you know, they're money makers. That's what they are. Even if they're called not-for-profit, they're money makers. So nobody's sitting at the head of that table going, our purpose is really to make sure all trainers are competent. Really what they're saying is we want to make sure we make as much money as we can. There are CEU providers who kind of shape outcomes. And their intention is, of course, to sell courses. But the industry does not and has not cared enough about the people in the field to really work hard to establish a career path. Never. And sure, things have come a long way, and lots of personal trainers can make money, and many people can be successful with personal training studios, but still, for everyone that succeeds over 5 years, 9 others fail. So the opportunity is really in your court. So moving forward, I want to ask you to do 3 things. And, you know, these are things we've spoken about. But I know with you guys, as with anybody, there's a level of, we have to call it fear. You can give it a different word. But fear to step out of what you're comfortable with. You know, fear to do something you haven't done before. It's always comfortable to stay within what you know you can do. When you have this idea of doing something greater, it always feels risky. And at a certain point, when you're reliant on your career, the word risk is not as exciting as it was when you were younger and had nothing to lose. So I understand that. But I believe right now you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So I'm suggesting that you get past fear. And I know, you know, all of you have spoken to me privately and giving me a reason or two why you don't think you can do this. Personally, I know all of you can. When I speak at the MedFit events, there's a kind of avatar there. These are typically personal trainers who've been in the field for 15 years or more. Not all, but most. Many of the people in that group have some issue themselves. Not a major issue, but they've been through something. And that's why they gravitate toward this market. You know, they had breast cancer, now they want to help breast cancer survivors. Or they had a thyroid issue, and now they want to help people with hypothyroidism. But they don't have a platform to make money. And most of them are training people who really can't afford services, so they train them for next to nothing. So the group that could really move this forward, it's you guys. So here's the one thing I'm going to say you really have to do, and even if the voice right now goes, well, you don't have to do that, you do. Because the voice telling you not to is just fear, so why would you not? Get a doctor associate so you can get labs and monitor progress. That's all you need to do right now. There are many steps beyond that you can do, but get a doctor affiliate who can at the very least get labs for you. Now, we'll talk more about labs. There are options for getting labs, but I think the doctor partner is really important, even if it's not a true partnership. But you want somebody that you can say, Dr. So-and-so and I looked at your labs, and because if somebody's just bringing you lab sheets, you can't diagnose. And while you can view trending, if they do have a medical issue, at least you want the voice of the medical expert. So it's not hard to find a doctor who will run labs on your clients. And if you tell me it is and you've tried, then you got to try harder or you got to try more. You just haven't found the right one yet. And the message is to the receptionist or the gatekeeper, and I suggest that you go in and you wear business clothes. And you say, I run a health and wellness company. We use exercise interventions to get people well. And many of my clients come in with symptoms of chronic disease, but they've never been properly diagnosed. I need a relationship with a doctor's office where I can send my clients here, know they'll be given the right testing, and know that there's a doctor I can call to review their labs. I can't imagine that if you go to 5 medical offices, they'll all say no. I think the mistake that most trainers make is they walk in and they go, hey, I want people. I want you to refer me people. I want to meet the doctor because I can help your patients. But I'm suggesting the complete opposite. The doctor doesn't know your world, doesn't know your business. If you walk in workout clothes, even if they're nice workout clothes, there's a perception right away. Walk in business clothes. They don't know what you're bringing. They just know you look sharp. Be respectful but forceful and say what I just suggested you say. I have a feeling doors will open. So it's something I would put at the top of the priority list is if you don't yet have it, get the association with a doctor. Now, I'm sure you know someone in your life who is a doctor or knows a doctor, is married to a doctor. If you need to go that route, ask that person to put you in touch with the doctor. If you know a doctor in a specific specialty, maybe it's a gynecologist and that's not ideal for you because you train men, then you can at least ask that person, say, who would be a doctor that would do this for me? But don't make it about giving you clients. Make it about somebody who could look at those people who need medical attention. That's a first step. That's not where it's going to stay. But at least that gives you the relationship with the doctor. Anyone have any thoughts, questions, comments on anything I shared so far?
Yeah, so does this have to be a doctor that has his own practice, or can it be somebody who works for a hospital too?
It should be a doctor who has their own office. Because you want to have that relationship. Like one of the greatest, I think, relationship building things that I do is the lab review with the doctor. So when we have a patient, we get their labs, or after they go through my 21-day program, the three of us sit down together and we go over the labs. I think that's really important because it elevates me. I have a relationship where the doctors never, to date, have contradicted anything I said and vice versa. So it's just very strong in building the relationship. Like, we are committed to helping you, and here's where you're at right now. So I think you want that kind of setting. So a doctor in private practice would be better, but any doctor who could get labs and then find a place, a consistent place, to sit down with you and do a lab review would be fine. What are you thinking, Gary?
Well, I have two things, but I have a few doctor relationships, but they don't have their own practice. They work for hospitals. But
right.
The other thing I was thinking is, why would if I have a client that wants to monitor their blood, what if they might say to me, why would I do that? Why would I have to go to your doctor? I can go to my own and get that done.
They can.
Right, so basically that has nothing to do with the client. It's just the relationship. No, because you know what I'm thinking.
No, it has everything to do with the doctor. Because, Gary, this is building a relationship. So if you have clients and they go, I'll go to my own doctor and get labs, fine. They can go wherever they want if they bring you the labs. But on the flip side, when you get new clients, and let's just assume over the next year you're going to get 150 new clients, When they come in, you're going to say, here's how it works. Here's the program. One of the things we do is we set you up for labs with Dr. Brown, you know. And so it strengthens you because you've created a collaboration. So I'm saying when somebody new comes in, you're elevated because you have the ability to do this. So it's not only about where to get the labs. It's really about building the relationship with the doctor. And I know, you know, it's difficult for trainers to establish this relationship because you haven't mastered it yet. So this is the way to get there, is to create a relationship where you send people for labs. Now, you're not going to force them to go to the doctor you choose, but most of the people who haven't had labs or don't have labs, and by the way, most don't. Sometimes they'll have labs from a year and a half ago. Sometimes they'll have labs, but they never check their CRP or they never check their insulin. So even in those cases, they could either go back to their doctor and ask, or they'll go, no, I'll do it with your doctor.
But, Phil, the point not to be missed here is that if you have a patient release from your client to talk to their doctor, if you get that fax to their doctor and then call with their inquiring on their test scores, it's an opportunity to build the same relationship with that physician because it builds confidence in you for what you can do. Because as the body of evidence grows with his patients, because, you know, you usually have multiple patients for one doctor in our practice. I mean, you know, we've recognized that. So now it's getting to where I call, they knew who I am, and they say, okay, listen, doc's going to have to call you back at this time. Will that work? Great.
Yeah. Tosh, I'm glad you pointed that out. In fact, that becomes another avenue to build a relationship. Is when somebody says, I'm going to get labs from my own doctor, you go, fantastic, I'd love to speak to your doctor, because that might be another ally for you. So I'm just suggesting creating a first relationship that is an alliance where you can both see the patient together, and it's not costing you anything. But that's a very good point, Tasso. And, you know, the more doctors you connect with, the more you wind up getting referrals. You don't go in saying, I want to connect with you because I want referrals, but that becomes the outcome.
Yeah. And as you talk to them, you find that someone will come to you and say, hey, my doctor is Dr. So-and-so. Dr. Zach sent me today. You know, he said I had to lose some weight and I had to get off the diabetes medication. And or he threatened me, would put me on diabetes medication, but if I want to do it naturally, go down and see this guy because he seems to know what he's talking about. It does build the referral base organically.
Absolutely. Yep.
Is there a specific type of doctor to shoot for?
I would say, just given an open field, I want a general practitioner or family medicine or internal medicine. Because you'll find, if you ask them, the bulk of their business is hormonal imbalances, even if they're not an endocrinologist. People come in and they have thyroid issues. Every woman over 35 has some thyroid issue. Or diabetes. I mean, it's a large percentage of our population. So family practice, internal medicine, general practitioner.
And I think those guys are the ones that are drowning the most too, Phil. I think those are the guys who are killing themselves the most.
Well, what I find is the ones who I have visited who are in private practice have more treatment rooms than they use. And I've told you about that opportunity. So, yeah, they are working harder than they ever intended to, and they're not capitalizing on it. So, yeah.
Hey, Phil, I got a question.
Uh-huh.
So, and this might be dumb or whatever, but so are the new – I'm sending somebody to a new doctor. Are they actually having to go there as a new patient? Or is it just
well, this is why it's important that you form a relationship with the doctor, because I don't know the legality or the ethics of what I'm about to tell you from a medical perspective.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what happens in my case, hypothetically, with one of the doctors. When I send somebody there, they have to come in, they see the nurse, she does their vitals, she does a very quick health history review. The whole thing takes 15 minutes, and then they're brought in as a new patient. And there's no timeline. It's just because the doctor makes money off of my people in a good way, and we get them well. So I would say it's possible to create a token system of doing that under certain circumstances. Does that help?
Yeah, because that was just my concern, was they're going to have to go there and pay $300 or $400 to be a new patient and or more, and then they have their own doctor. So that was what I was
concerned. Yeah, when you get to a point that you're actually sharing revenues with the doctor,
mm-hmm.
they're going to make more money from the program you sell than they are from the new patient nonsense.
Got it.
Yeah. Also, I'm developing, and I'll share with you guys when it's fully developed, a my client needs package, that when your client goes to the doctor, they bring with them a package that you do some of the preliminary work. Careful not to be prescribing or diagnosing, but you put your health history, you put what you know about the patient, any limitations, so the doctor has a head start. They're not starting from scratch.
What would motivate your client to go to a place that's not their primary doctor, that they would have to pay out of pocket to do that?
Well, in my case, because they pay $1,200 or $1,800 for a program, and the labs are included.
But simpler than that, Phil, don't you think? You know, so many of the people that come to us have been in other programs. They've experienced various levels of disappointment or success. And they want validation. So when you tell them what CRPs are and you really like that, when was the last time you had that? They go, I don't know that I've ever had that. Well, next time you go into your physician, let's ask him to do your CRPs, because it shows us about how the level of inflammation in your body.
That is a perfect example. That is a perfect example, Tasso, because most of the people who are my avatar – have been dealing with something for probably 2 years minimum. Sometimes it's 20 years. But they're not coming to me as a first stop. Because keep in mind, my market that I'm going after is weight loss resistance. So they have tried and failed. So most of the time when they come to me or they come to a seminar and they hear things they haven't heard before and I talk to them about REMAS and they go, oh my God, that's me. You know, nobody ever mentions stress and recovery, and they go, oh, wow, this makes sense. When they meet with me, they'll tell me what their doctor didn't do. And when they bring me labs, very often it's just a CBC, a complete blood count. You know, we're looking at blood glucose, and we're looking at very, very basic things, hemoglobin, white blood cell count, but we're not looking at any of the markers of inflammation, and we're not looking at an extensive thyroid panel. So when they are exposed to this new thinking and this new idea, and you have a comprehensive program to sell them, they can say, I'm going to go back and ask my doctor. But more often than not, they're not big fans of their doctor. Really, the doctor spends very little time with them. It's not a relationship where they can text the doctor and get answers. And I just think you're creating what ifs that will not happen. You know, until you do it, you can create all the maybes and what if. But when you do what I'm suggesting, I have a feeling the door is just going to open. My experience is the doctor will say, sure, I'll run the labs for your clients. And that's a first step. And then they start to see what you're doing. And then they start to see the second set of labs and they go, oh my God, this person doesn't have diabetes anymore. That's when it turns into referrals. So, you know, all of the what-ifs that you can create will paralyze you, but this is why I said at the beginning, like, you've just got to overcome that and just form the relationship and start telling people, this is the program, go to Dr. So-and-so and get labs, or even better is if you are partnered and you're in the office. So for me, that's what happens. But it didn't start out that way. It grew to that. What else? I like that you're asking questions. Tasso, I like that you're sharing feedback, because it sounds like you're just about ready to make this happen.
I'm learning every day. The problem with me right now is focus and distraction with the whole building, but that's another story.
Let me ask you for validation, Tasso. Will you acknowledge that as you're learning every day and as you're developing a different relationship with doctors, that everything I've told you has been true?
Yes, it has. I mean, going back some time in our conversations, you remember that there was a fear.
Yep.
To speak to them, thinking that I wasn't on their level. And
yep.
And I think the real change for me became about 3 years ago when took my childhood friend, Dr. Mike, and started doing seminars with him. And when I would present the six-point secret, the knowledge that was coming out of my mouth, I think I told the story one time that two of the doctors that were friends of Mike's that were there to see what he was talking about went like, "That guy's a trainer?" And so that began to make me feel comfortable talking, because here I was saying this in front of physicians, and they were now listening and asking questions just like patients that were there were. So I think that was the first step of it, that I took it on myself to basically become Phil Jr., because I had listened to your seminars, write my notes, create my presentation, and go give the Tasso version of Phil, education-wise, where I felt comfortable, and every time I tried to dig it deeper and deeper. And that just allowed me then to have the things we talk about over and over here on the tip of my tongue and be more natural to come out. So now in talking with a physician, I didn't stumble over talking about CRPs or systemic inflammation or intermittent fasting or circadian nutrition. And it began to create the uniqueness of who I was with them, and now they truly look at it as a partner in the industry. In fact, I would tell you that
as a peer, is it fair to say that as a peer?
As a peer, and I would tell you also, Phil, that when we started this, I probably had 3 or 4 physicians tops as members of my club. I'm probably closer to 18 or 19 now.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't ask that for my ego when I said I want validation. I asked it so you guys will kind of reach a point where you go, well, maybe I don't fully believe it, but it seems like everything Phil's saying is true. And it is. There's nothing that I share with you out of just, oh, what should I talk about today? I mean, this is all very strategic, and I've been at this a long time, and I only share things with you when I find them to be true. You know, even CRP, I started speaking about that years ago. Very few doctors in an initial consult lab draw look at C-reactive protein. In my mind, it's the most important marker, at least in terms of trending. It's really the only external way we could look at whether we are making people well. So, you know, you mentioned CRP, but that alone elevates you, that you're talking to the patient about a way of monitoring their inflammation, and you're telling them inflammation is the root cause of all disease, and their doctor never talked to them about this. Okay, go ahead.
The real question is, how is it that a trainer knows that and a doctor doesn't focus on that?
Because
that's the real question. Because people ask me that, you know, and I speak to people all the time. I talk about that all the time. And I have clients, they get blood work done at their doctor, and they tell me, doctor says it's okay. They don't give them a number. You know what I mean? There's no number. And they say, oh, you're in the good range. And, you know, based on my conversations with you, that's not really an answer, right? Isn't it supposed to be a specific number based on the test that they do for systemic inflammation?
Yeah, but what if your plumber is a millionaire and he gives you a stock tip and you invest in it and you go, oh, my God, how come my plumber knew that and not my stock advisor? Well, because he knows. I mean, that's it. So I can't explain why a trainer knows it and a doctor doesn't, but I can explain that the medical system operates on old science. I have so many research studies, which you don't need. You can certainly search for them. But one that was really significant, I think it was 2003, I'm not 100% sure, is 14,000 people were evaluated who had heart attacks over a 7-year period. And 50% of them had normal cholesterol. So they looked at a large number of people who were admitted to hospitals with CIs, with heart attacks. 50% of them had normal cholesterol. So the medical field still looks at cholesterol as the number one marker of risk of heart disease. How is it that half the people who had heart attacks had normal cholesterol? Here's the kicker. 100% of them had elevated CRP. So why don't doctors know that? Because they don't read the journals. They don't read the research studies. They're operating off the science they learned in medical school. And the AMA is run by very old doctors. And that's the truth. So the medical field is not trained to cure chronic disease. That's the truth.
And also, Phil, the easy answer for when a member asks, I don't know if it's an easy answer without, and that doesn't impugn the physician, say, look, the physician's education has become towards the pharmaceutical industry, and the example you give is, I read this article about 3 years ago, a medical degree from Harvard costs 40% less than an undergraduate degree from Harvard. And the reason why...
The drug companies finance it.
Because it's financed by the pharmaceuticals, and what used to be a 60-hour anatomy and phys class is now a 3-hour class because they have to give all the other time to studying the various iterations of all the drugs that they are using in the pharmaceutical
right.
industry.
Right, because the drug companies are recruiting their drug dealers, honestly. So, yeah, and Gary, but, you know, again, you're creating a question that at a certain point people just will stop asking. You know, when Gary is the guy who reverses chronic disease, they're going to stop asking, why do you know this and my doctor doesn't? The fact is you do. And they could research it all they want. You know, again, I'm saying everything I say is true. So go ahead and study.
So I think one of the biggest mindset shifts you have to have is rather than looking at the obstacles that come up, is look at this, and it's going to be a big oversimplification, but I think we come to you sometimes to see how we are going to promote ourselves and market ourselves, for lack of a better term. And I think we have to look at it that what we are doing in these calls is elevating our skill level and knowledge level to where – we now far out surpass the other trainers in our areas. Yeah, they may be cooler looking, or they may be doing CrossFit or all the other bullshit. Sorry about that, Jason. But the thing about it is that what we deliver is at such a higher level that now the opportunity is how we communicate our skills and what we do beyond what we even were ourselves 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You know, 35 years ago, I was a rep counting, make you puke kind of trainer. Today, I'm a problem solving, reverse your disease trainer. And that's a mindset shift. And then you don't worry about what questions they're going to ask you because you're the one giving them the direction and the program to give them success. And you should have by now an evidence of a body of evidence that says, look at all the people I've been successful for.
Yep, you developed the one-way power flow. They listen to you because you're the expert. Okay, so number one, get a doctor association so you can get labs and monitor progress. I would say over 4 weeks. I think you should have a 4-week span between your first labs and your second. If you're going to put them on a program like the Reboot, and my suggestion is use the Reboot because it's the one that's working for me. I can guarantee you're going to see changes in labs in 21 days. So I do a lab draw, and then we check the labs 4 weeks later. Sometimes more, but not sooner than 4 weeks. Second, the first personal training promotion that I ever really ran, that I really developed as a promotion, was what I called my guinea pig promotion. And, of course, the guinea pig, you understand what I mean by that. But I had to learn some things because prior to that, I used to try to train people for free thinking I'd get them to be my billboards, and it just never worked out. So what I learned is I had to do some real specific things. But one is I had to charge people. Two is I had to find the person who's going to show significant results in a short period of time. And three, I had to give them a justifiable discount. So I had to ask for something in return. So what I would ask is that I can collect data throughout the program, and I'd be real specific. We're going to take photos every week. We're going to do body composition every 4 weeks, you know, and I would be real specific in what they would have to do to become a guinea pig. I would typically go to people who might not be able to afford my regular rates but really wanted the outcome. So I'd go to Tim and I'd say, hey, Tim, I know normally you said you'd love to train with me, but you can only do it once a month. I have an opportunity. I will work with you for 13 weeks. And instead of charging you the $75 a session that I charge at the time, I'm going to charge you $15 a workout. And he'd go, what? I go, yeah, are you willing to do it? He'd go, what's the catch? I go, well, there are a couple of catches. One is you have to give me a retainer, one session paid in advance, $15. And if you ever cancel a session, we're done. I'm keeping your retainer and we're done. Second is you've got to allow me to take your pictures and you got to answer questions. You got to do an interview on video. And yeah, I'll do it. So that's a good guinea pig. Tim was a real person. He was one of my original guinea pigs. He worked for the airlines. And, man, he went from a shy guy who always wore buttoned-up shirts and long sleeves to, like, being obnoxious with tank tops and, you know, flexing in front of mirrors. But it was great because he was a guy who normally wouldn't have been a personal training client, and he was willing to flaunt it in exchange for the deal I gave him. And when I started teaching trainers, that was the promotion I always told them to start with because they – at the time, I would be charging like $125 a session, and they'd be charging $25. And I said, in order to raise your rates, you need to have evidence, so run a guinea pig promotion. So I'm suggesting that we all do it together now. I'm suggesting that everybody get one or two avatars, charge them $150 up front plus $25 a session, one session per week, and include one telephone consult per week. And in exchange for that incredible discount, they're required to submit a completed question form every week. It won't be lengthy, but we want to know what they're seeing, how they're feeling, how their energy is. And that we could do online. And they will allow you to do a full intake with photos, with body fat measurements, with a testimonial video, what they want to achieve at the beginning and what they achieved at the end. And you'll capture all the data that you can. And they do have to do labs at their cost. That's it. I would suggest that everyone here find one or two guinea pigs. So we do this together in real time. So rather than you listening to my results, you get it firsthand. You need somebody who's really committed. You need somebody who's going to check in with you as you require them to. And you got to set some stringent rules. They're not getting their money back. If they fall off this plan, forget it, because you've really gone out of your way to give them extra attention for very little money. I'll also just mention right now, I'm looking into some new alternatives. I used to have a back door to LabCorp where I was able to order labs, but I made the mistake of giving that out to too many people and it blew up in my face. But I am pretty close to another deal where I think I may be able to order labs directly online, and I'll share that with you guys. But I'm not there yet. I'll let you know when it comes through. So what do you think? We all run a mass guinea pig promotion together?
Sounds great.
So, Phil, so we're not recreating the wheel.
Uh-uh.
Do you have the questions, the week-by-week subjective questions already ready for us?
No, but I will.
Okay.
We could do this collaboratively, so I'll send you what I think, and you guys can modify it, but we'll all use the same question form. You know, I could set it up where it's just a freestanding web survey.
Bill, can you repeat the what you said as far as the charge? $150, one telephone consult. I missed that first.
You charge $150 up front.
Okay.
That's for the program. You're going to work with them for 4 weeks. It's going to include the 21-day metabolic reboot. So you're going to see them once a week. They're going to get that whole program online. You know, the program is $397 by itself. So they're paying $150 plus $25 a week. They're paying a total of $250. And they're giving you a retainer of $25. And they're paying you $25 a session every time you see them. But let's understand why we're doing this. We're not discounting our rates. We see value in their willingness to allow us to exploit their outcomes. That's the truth. Right? So $150 up front and then $25 a session for 4 weeks. This is an investment. I will ask you guys, just to keep everything consistent, that we're connected on this, to pay me $25 for the reboot program. So you'll end up with $225 for every client. So you do a full intake. You're going to take them through a preliminary week, which I'll talk about in a minute, and then they're going to go through the reboot. And then we're going to document their results. Now, at that point, by the way, they go up to your regular rates. So they're free to walk away, but now they've gotten such great results, why would they not stay on as a client? And if they go, well, I can't afford your regular rates, that's why I did this, then you schedule them like every 2 weeks or something, because your value to them has absolutely increased.
Phil? And then when do you start this?
Phil, this is Gary. I was going to say, I don't have any idea what the reboot is. I've never seen the program, so if somebody asks me anything about it, I don't know how to explain what it is, I mean, specifically.
Okay, well, yeah, knowing what it is would be a prerequisite to this, so I will give, I'll give you access to that, too.
All right.
All right, it's a 21-day program that I have fully online, and it's delivered every single day for 21 days. They get an email saying new material has been loaded. And they go to their private library, and there's a new webinar and a download, and they follow the program for 21 days. So they're going through a program that I designed, but you're coaching them through it. So when you see them once a week, you're teaching them form, you're checking their cadence, you're making sure they're using the right resistance, but they actually have a program to follow. So, you know, you'll have to review it, of course, before they go through it. And all I'm going to tell you is it's going to bring the outcome. And after that, you're free to do whatever you want, but I really want to unify on this. I'll also, as I've invited you guys in the past, for every time the program changes, if you yourself want to record the exercises on a video, I will make sure they get your exercises. And I love that idea, because then it's not like they're just getting Phil's program. I'm the creator of the program, but you're teaching them online. So I believe it's worth your time, and I know Tammy has already done some. Jason has done some. Tony did a couple. But I think for the reboot specifically, I can create a separate page where they get the same program, but all the videos are you talking to them. So I would encourage all of you to do that. It's not going to take a lot of time. It'll take you 15 minutes a day for 21 days, or not even that. What other questions?
When do you want to start this?
I'm looking at dates right now, and I wasn't sure how soon you guys will feel ready, so I wanted to have this conversation first. But here's what I do know. I would like all of you to schedule a seminar in your neck of the woods in May. Beginning April 15th, we start putting out collectively an ebook. So let me just go time frame. Sometime before that, you recruit your guinea pig. You schedule a date in May that you're going to do a seminar. On April 15th, I will have an ebook compiled, and you guys are free to contribute to it, and anything you write, I'll add to it. And we're going to offer it free online, so it becomes a great lead-gathering tool. So beginning April 15th, we collectively start putting out this ebook, and it speaks directly to the avatar. Now, my avatar, and you guys let me know if you're comfortable staying within this parameter, people who are diagnosed or are symptomatic of at least one chronic disease and an expressed inability to lose weight. That is my ideal avatar. That is far and away my market that lays down $1,800 or $6,500. I mean, there's very little price resistance. And they all get the outcome. I haven't had anybody come back and go, this didn't work for me. Are you guys comfortable with that as a target avatar?
Sure.
Somebody who was either diagnosed with one chronic disease or is symptomatic of one chronic disease and has expressed an inability to lose weight. It's really important to me that they've said to me, no matter what I do, I can't lose weight, because that allows me to say, you have a condition called RMAS. And then they go, huh, never heard of that. I go, let me explain what it is. Resistive endocrine maladaptive adrenal stress syndrome. And they go, what? I go, let me explain. And that's when they're won over. Nobody ever explained this to them before.
What does that have to do with the seminar, though? I don't get the seminar and the ebook thing.
The ebook is going to be used on social media to get leads. So you're going to put out on your social media posts, hey, you got to get this free ebook. It's going to change your life. So when they send you interest, they go, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. You send them a private message and you go, what's your email address? I'll send it to you. And you gather email addresses. Those email addresses become your leads to invite to the seminar. So the goal is to put people in a room. So it's just a step in marketing, in creating an audience.
And we're going to charge for the seminar, right?
$20.19. You know what? Let me look right now, because that's what I'm doing right now. I have a seminar on March 27th with Dr. John DeLuca. It's $20.19, and I'm looking right now. Opt-ins today, 16. Sales today, $142.
And what's the seminar about?
How to correct weight loss resistance. It's called the weight loss fix.
Bill.
Yep.
Forgive me for what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I think to really simplify this for all of us, because I think so much we get caught up in the minutiae of thinking about how are we going to do it and how's it going to look and how am I going to pull it off.
Right.
I think that, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, I think that would make everybody feel comfortable, and I'm including myself in this, is that you do that seminar for us via webinar. We then take that seminar, just like I did when I first started doing seminars, practice it till that May date, so we don't have to worry about our creative material, we don't have to worry about anything. We have it. We learn it. We commit it to our own way of communicating it. So now we have essentially a turnkey operation. We don't have to worry about if we have the right content, if we're going to say the right thing. We're going to be little Phils. Does that make everybody feel comfortable, or have I overstepped my bounds on that?
Well, let me hear from everyone else.
I think that's exactly what we should do, because when you say seminar, I could give a seminar, but I don't know exactly what we're. I'm still stuck in the reboot thing because I haven't seen it. my head's spinning right now. There's a lot of great things being said, but I'm not sure how I would go about any of them at this
point. Okay, I might have overwhelmed you by throwing in the dates in answer to Tammy's question, because I didn't plan on doing that. But when Tammy asked what date, I said, well, I don't know, because here are the dates that I have in mind. So this is just kind of my private planning. But I'm glad I did it, because it raised up what Tasso suggested, and I will definitely do that. So sometime in the next 4 weeks, or maybe instead of our next call, I will do the seminar. I'm suggesting 45 minutes. It'll probably go longer, but I'm suggesting you have 45 minutes of material. So I will do a 45-minute seminar by webinar. That is the seminar that you guys will do. Okay?
Sounds good.
Tasso?
I like it. I think it keeps it simple for us because, you know, again, it takes away the distraction monster because I don't have to think about it. I don't get the stress of worrying about it. I say, look, yeah, I know if I put this on Facebook, so in a private group, so I saw you, there'd be a critical critique of it somewhere, like, hey, I would have done this. Let's just go ahead and do it with what is the proven system that you've been using. We use it, we mimic it, and we go from there.
Good.
And you know, the other thing is, Phil, you got to realize, and I'm sure you do, that the way you know how to articulate this information is a little different than the rest of us, because you're the leader in it. As far as I'm concerned, I've never heard this stuff before you. So I'm still trying to develop that ability to, you know, convey it to my clients in a, you know, in a more professional way. Let's just say it that way.
Okay.
So I mean,
okay, good. So that's a really good suggestion, Tasso, and I'll be happy to do it.
Great suggestion.
On that, Phil, I don't know if this is in your mind to do this as well, but I'm just thinking if we're going to be trying to make this as consistent as possible. If you're putting together a PowerPoint, if we were all to use those PowerPoints, then it would look consistent with your stuff when they get into the reboot.
You could use the exact PowerPoint, but here's what I would want to do. I would want you to be able to say that I am presenting this as part of a group incorporating a program that was developed by our mentor, Phil Kaplan. And you could even have, like, I might even include your headshots to show the group. Like, these are the only trainers in the world who are doing this. So that way it all makes sense that they're doing a program along with other people around the country. But they're privileged because they get to be a part of it. You guys comfortable with that?
So I actually was going to suggest that. Was my next suggestion is that in the book and in the presentation, we're presented as the Phil Kaplan Mastermind Group for Weight Loss Resistance.
Good.
You know, we're certified in this. We've gone through the training in it. I think
good. So with that in mind, though, I really want you guys to make some exercise videos. It's not for me. It's so that your audience sees you. It's really important. So it makes sense because if they go, why are we doing this program by this guy Kaplan, it'll all make sense because we're united with this program. So
okay, so then the next question I have, just to make this simple and just KISS, is a checklist that we put together that says do these videos. These are the 10 videos you need to have done by April 15th to be part, have your picture in this thing.
Okay.
Boom. That's what I was going to say. Yep.
Is this the videos that are in the Metabolic Reboot? Is that what you guys are talking about?
The Metabolic Reboot comes with webinars and downloads of the exercises, you know, gives them the routine. Every day there's another download. There are not specific videos. I have specific videos for the Alive program. I have specific videos for another program called the Metabolic Firestorm. But there are no videos yet. I want you guys to make the videos. I don't want it to be like we're following this guy, Phil. I want it to be that they're following you through Phil's program. So the videos don't yet exist. And that's what I'm asking you to make. And your clients, Gary, will get your videos. Tasso clients will get Tasso's videos. So they just feel like you're delivering the program.
Okay.
If you don't make them, then there just won't be videos. That's all. It still works without the videos. The reason for the video is completely a human bonding thing. I want them to connect with you as their coach.
And these are exercise videos? Or
yep. Demonstrations.
Okay.
You could either talk your way through it, or you could do them first and then like narrate it, or you could, however you want to demonstrate it, you're teaching them the movements.
Okay. That's good. Then so you'll tell us which movements and we'll do that. That's easy enough.
Good. Okay. Good
this
feedback.
This is getting exciting.
Now I want it to get really exciting because all of this I believe is preliminary. I would like to begin promoting the first day of summer, the National Slim Down. And when we begin promoting the National Slim Down, and I've already tested a few Facebook ads, and by the way, they pulled nicely, I want to do it with a new arsenal of evidence. I want to do it with the guinea pig promotions. So that's why I'm saying if we all take on one or two guinea pigs and take them through this program and get outcomes, we'll then promote this National Slim Down program. The National Slim Down program is just, it's what Tony does in Staten Island, but we do it virtually. And you still want to reach people in your area because it's still just a drive for you to get clients, but it separates you from all other trainers. You're one of the handful of trainers who are taking people through this National Slim Down, and we'll just get more and more and more evidence of the outcomes.
But this is the National Slim Down for the seashore.
This is the National Slim Down for anyone, anywhere. Did I pass the point of comprehension? Did I confuse you guys?
You know what? I don't know if it's just me, but I'm having trouble. I'm not exactly sure all the stuff we have to do, but you're going to rehash it anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm giving you too much, so I'll stop now. But know this. This is part of a big strategy where we will run a national promotion and everybody will get lots of clients. That's the intention.
Yeah, and Phil, you know, I'm not speaking for everybody when I say that. So just, you know me, I'm a step-by-step guy, so, yeah. I got to get the first step down before I go to the next step, and I'm still trying to figure out what the first step was.
All right, so first step is an important one, though. You got to connect with a doctor so you can get labs. That's really important. So, Gary, for you, ask the doctors you know. Just say, hey, here's what I need. I need a doctor that when I have a new client, I need to be able to send them for labs. Who do you know that would be able to do that for me?
What if they say, why can't they use their own doctor for it?
They won't say that. You're just looking for an option. You're just,
okay.
When somebody comes to you, if they go, where should I go get my labs? You want to have an answer. Like, don't create the obstacle before it comes up.
don't give the client the option to go to their thing. Just say, listen.
If they say, I want to go to my own doctor, then you say, fine. It's not mandatory that they go to your doctor. But again, for the long term, just think of where this is growing to.
Okay.
In the long term, they're coming for a program that you deliver, and as a part of your program, you have this reboot that was developed by Phil Kaplan, and you have a doctor on your team who gets their labs and reviews it, and it just makes you look that much bigger than just another trainer in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So it's just building an affiliation, and this is just the first step.
Okay.
But I think the difficult thing for most trainers is they ask the doctor to send them referrals, and no doctor is going to just send referrals to a trainer. They won't. So then the trainers go, nobody wants to help me. And I'm saying go to the doctor and go, hey, I need a doctor that I feel comfortable can handle my clients as patients. And most doctors will go, I can. Send them to me. Okay.
And Phil, please, I don't want to overstep my bounds, but I don't want it to get lost, is that when they say if you've got a client, they got their doctor, that just opened the door to another doctor for you that's going to build credibility with his own client, and you're making him look good. So if they say, well, how come I have to go to your doctor? You say, you don't have to go. Here, James, here is the test I would like your physician to run. Here's my patient release so I can talk to your doctor, and then you accompany to the doctor, I would like to work with you with Mr. James Patterson for his program.
Right.
Here's a signed patient release so that we can communicate and you can guide me on his program.
Yeah, Tasso, you're 100% right. But I just also want to emphasize that there's a reason beyond that I'm suggesting this step. And it is because I want everyone here to have an affiliation. So taking nothing away from what you just said, I want you to find a doctor. Maybe that doctor, you know, maybe a patient comes to you and says, I want to go to my own doctor. And you go, great. You know, here are the labs that I'd ask him to draw. And I'd love to talk to him. Here's the release. And maybe that becomes the ally. But I want everybody here to get that ally so that you have the ability to get labs for people. It's really important with this market because you're showing them, it's the only way you could show them that they don't have the disease anymore.
Yeah. And Phil, I don't think you should get lost either that their own clients, doctors, are prospects for you to approach. Because if I've been working with your patient for 2 years and they've been doing really great, say, hey, listen, I'd like to contact your doctor so I can have him run tests for my other clients.
That's a good idea right there.
I like it.
That's a great idea because you already have credibility.
It takes that fear factor away from us.
Mm-hmm.
But
very good.
The specific names of the tests that you're going to run, that's going to be something I would need to know too.
I'll send you a sheet.
Okay. Great. You're going to have to send me a lot of stuff, Phil.
Well, I'll tell you what I noted. I'm going to send you access to the reboot. I'm going to send you access to the Prophet's Power and Permission course. I'm going to develop a checklist of the exercises, and I'm going to send you a list of the labs.
Awesome. And make this call available again, because I got to listen to this again, too.
Now you're crossing the line.
All right. I'm sorry.
the list of the labs is actually on the live intake form, right, Phil?
It is, yeah. Yeah. You know what, Tasha? I think you have that somewhere. Can you just send that to the group?
Yes,
the entire intake form? I think it's page 19 or something, but it's in there, yeah.
I'll send the whole intake form.
Yeah, that's great.
The intake form is the thing you do with every client initially?
Yes, it's the assessment. Now, you don't have to do the whole thing. It takes 3 hours, so I'm not asking you to do it. But the lab request form is in there.
Maybe I could take bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, feel free. Okay,
okay.
Troy.
So I think that Gary will totally get all this doctor connection once he goes through that metabolic reboot. I think he needs to do his lab too. And see, so he can understand why you're going through all this and, you know, doing labs.
You think Gary needs to?
Yeah, I think once he goes through it, it'll make more sense. All of it will come together.
Yeah.
To understand why you're doing blood work in the first place. In the videos and stuff. Once he goes through it, it'll bring it up.
Yeah, Gary, that's good advice. Go through the reboot program on your own, even if you're resistant to it at first.
No, I'll do it. You're going to send it to me, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so I'll follow it.
Thank you, Tammy. Very good.
Do I need to get blood work first?
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Hey, Phil, I apologize to you. I have to jump off the call. I will listen to the end of it, and then I will refer back. I'll make sure I send that thing out tonight.
Okay, great.
Right, thanks,
the end
Tom,
of it is Troy. So Troy begins now. So, Troy, tell us what's going on with your chiropractor.
My chiropractor, we referred people back and forth over the years, but not by any means a big thing. I've been talking to him about the reboot since I got started with it and have had such success with people and myself, and he's kind of, whatever, you know, we get people off medications, we do all that stuff, we don't need to do something different. But when I approached him with the partnership idea, he was very intrigued. That intrigued him tremendously. More than just referring people to me, because that's what I was doing before until he was instructed to be different. So meet with them on Tuesday. But I guess my question is, because this is just so outside of the box for me, is how do we set that up partnership-wise? I understand 150 for the consult. He gets 75, I get 75. We set up a separate business, and we split the money that way. But where's the additional money outside of that coming? How are you percentaging that?
Well, the program that you're charging $800 for?
Right.
Right, the reboot?
Correct.
I'm charging a minimum of $1,200 for.
Okay.
Okay. So you would have to up the price because you're going to have a revenue share.
Okay.
So now you have to answer the question, why is it worth more? It is because he's part of it.
Okay,
so when I charge $1,200, I have steps up. It's $1,200, it's $1,800, or it goes up to $6,500, depending on what they want. But there are two different medical offices I work out of, and it includes a medical consult. So right there, it's worth more than the $800 one because it includes a medical consult. It includes a lab review. I'm just saying in my case.
Right.
And then it includes a closing consult with both of us, with me and the doctor, and that's really, really powerful. We look at the lab comparison and so on. So it's easy to get $1,200 from the right avatar. So I think you're going to have to say, I, Troy, charge $800 for this 21-day program. It's very comprehensive. How together can we conduct this out of your office with your patient base, and we share the revenue? And I think, you know, what happens is maybe out of the $1,200, he gets $400. You could figure that out, put a pen to it, because you're going to be doing most of the man hours, right?
Right.
So you would include him. Now, because he's a chiropractor, you might have to customize it for chiropractic stuff, but does he deal with chronic disease?
Yes. Yes, he does.
And I'm sure he has some kind of nutrition program. You have to make sure it doesn't contradict his.
He's got several that he uses based on the condition, so he's open to this.
Good. And also, he in all likelihood sells some nutraceuticals.
He does.
So there is some I mentioned in the program, like NAC,
mm-hmm.
Turmeric, an antioxidant, an enzyme formula, so he could also make money on that.
Okay.
So that's what you have to work out. You have to say, listen, I have a program that works. I'm charging $800 for it. I think together we can charge $1,200. Plus, you could make money through profit centers like your nutraceuticals. But what you really hope happens is he goes to his entire patient base, including inactives, and promotes it. So now every time they come in and do a consult, he gets 75, you get 75, if that's the share you work out. And every time they buy a program, he gets 400 and reignites a patient.
Okay. So you are doing an initial consultation, in essence, to take the person through some preliminary.
Well, it's got to either be that or a seminar. Like, there has to be the first touch point.
Okay.
So when I'm with the other doctor's patients in my world, if I'm getting new people, I try to do a seminar because it saves me from doing the individual consults, and we can just upsell them right there, or they end up buying a consult for $150. But if they have existing patients, which very often happens, they just make the appointment for a consult with me for $150. So you could have the same thing, that if new people come in, you know, maybe you guys will get to the point that you start doing a monthly seminar together for new people. But with his existing clients who have weight loss resistance, his existing patient base, he can say, hey, with Troy Huggett, we're offering an incredible new program in here called the Metabolic Reboot. It's $150 for a consultation. Troy will be in-house on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call and make your appointment.
Okay. Got it. I think I had some other questions, and now I've forgotten them, of course.
Okay. I think it's going to be simpler than you're anticipating if he's of like-mindedness. If he's going to look at this and go, yeah, well, this makes sense, then I think it's pretty simple. Really, what you're looking to do is tap into his existing patient base to make him more money and you more money. Oh, well, by the way, help a whole lot of people get healthy.
Right. Absolutely. Okay.
And then, and also set a foundation of success working together.
Yep. Now,
yeah.
Troy, you have to still find a way to get labs, and I'm not sure if he does that.
Well, he does, but I'm still I've got a couple of consults set up with a couple doctors in town that are
good.
Independent.
You do.
So that's the one. Remember that I called or I mailed them. Called them, never heard.
And then they had the lunch, but they were all booked up until a certain date.
Yeah, they have lunch every day for 3 months.
Right.
So I got one, you know, in April sometime.
Okay, that's great.
Yep.
Okay, so the chiropractor might not be the end-all be-all, but it seems like the lowest hanging fruit.
Exactly, that's what I thought. Hey, let's get started and put something together. So you are saying that we set up a separate company and take the money out of that. Is that what you're talking about?
Like I have a separate entity, and quarterly we divide revenues. We pull dividends from it. So it's just the safest way to do it because you can't do kickbacks.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think that's, I mean, I can run the numbers on that, how many people you send me and how it breaks down, and then you've got upsells to your supplementation, and, I mean, I can do the math on that, so.
Yeah, so, and you could even put together a package of the supplements. It might be, you know, $225, and they get everything they need for the program, and maybe you share the profit on that as well. So because I haven't done this with a chiropractor, I don't have the template. But it shouldn't be hard, especially if this is a guy you're already friendly with. All you're doing is making him more money. Like, I don't see any reason he'd object. You just have to figure out where's the value added from him. And Troy, even though it's a 21-day metabolic reboot program, I now call it a 4-week program. And the reason is the first week we get labs before we begin. Okay, that has to come first. Can't do the labs later because they might have already started to change.
Right.
But the reason we do 4 weeks now is because the first week, I want them to develop a comfort with supportive eating. I want them to eliminate simple sugars. Because if they do this before the reboot, their insulin resistance reverses sooner. It's kind of like if they could stabilize blood sugar before they begin, they have a massive advantage. So in the first week, I teach them that 9-minute routine, right? Breath and lymphatic twists. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I teach them that 9-minute routine, and I teach them supportive eating, and I tell them to eliminate energy disruptors. And then the following week, they begin the metabolic reboot, and it's a very easy transition because day one, they're already doing.
Right. Okay. You're having them do the 9-minute for an entire week every day?
Yep. And in the last couple of days, if they're doing well, I teach them to do small outbursts.
Okay.
Because if I could improve parasympathetic recovery a little bit and reverse insulin resistance a little bit the first week, those 21 days are even better.
Got it. Okay. And how many times are you seeing them during this?
They come in once a week.
Once a week. Okay.
Yeah. Now, in my case, they also get IVs when they come in. We have something called the lipotropic IV.
Yeah, you were telling us about that.
Yeah. But, again, it's a value-added thing. I mean, it has benefit, but it justifies the price. That's at the $1,800 price.
Okay. Okay, awesome.
All right, you do sound a lot more confident than you have in the past. I mean, I believe that you know this is going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. I have some work to do to get Gary his stuff. Any other thoughts, comments, questions, guys, on anything?
So, Phil, the program that we're going to do online when we promote the National Slimdown, that's the 21-day metabolic reboot?
Yep.
And it's selling, you're going to sell it for $1,200? Or we're going to sell it cheaper online?
No, we're going to sell cheaper online.
If we're going to try to do like mass marketing, is that it?
No, you're going to get local people who are going to pay you $800 for it. And if you do it with a doctor, $1,200.
Hmm.
The people in this group, Gary, who've been using it already are charging $800 for the metabolic reboot. So you just have to learn it. That's what you would charge right now. Like once you're comfortable with it, if someone signs up for it with you, you will charge them $800.
I was going to say, Gary, this is Troy. If you have any questions on that, because I'm not all day long every day, but that's a pretty easy $800 sale, actually. Pretty exciting.
Really? I got to see this thing. I'm excited.
Well, Troy will talk to you about the importance of mindset.
Yes. Thank you, Phil. Importance of mindset. Yes. Very important.
Oh, I already know the importance of it.
All right, guys, we covered a lot. I appreciate the feedback today. I think we're heading into something great until we speak again. Be better, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks.